John Berryman used to sway or lean into a corner when he read Yeats and Cummings. He still suffered from malaria, he said, but he could dissect our dreams like a surgeon looking for the heart of matter, which was always sex. I was just 18 and easily offended. When he took me to the Steppenwolf, our student bar, I tried to argue lust into some other universe, but I was pretty and silly in my fake Oxford accent, and he said, "Be quiet." And studying my poems as though they were worth his attention, "Remove all articles and conjunctions." I remember a line, "Where the fires fall." "Blue fires," he said. "You understand?" I didn't, but I loved him. Memorized haiku in Japanese for him, Dante in Italian. On New Year's Eve, I drank wine with him in his tiny Berkeley apartment. He gave me a handwritten Henry poem and asked me for a dream. "I can't," I said, holding my inner life away. "All I need is a word," he said. "Just one word."